rain, purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. That's all right. Come on, y'all. Purple rain, purple rain. Oh, yes. Don't it feel good? Only wanna see you, see you. Can I play this guitar?
Okay, good morning, everyone. Of course, that is Prince. And, God, we're losing so many fantastic musicians. It's unreal. Mike is here on this. It's not cold, rainy, but it is rainy day. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Elaine. I woke up this morning. I was expecting it to be nice out, although it is 60 out there. And I was surprised by the rain. But I guess it's fitting with the song and, you know, Prince, you know, passing. I was a little shocked by that because you know how I found out? We had a guy come that delivers stuff for our clients that live on the, you know, that work on the floor that I work on. And I had a sign for him. And he goes, hey, you know Prince died? I'm like, what? I was like, that came as such a shocker because I was like, what? It took 2 days for me to register, you know. And then I looked it up and I saw it myself. And it almost sounds like it's a similar type of thing to like what happened with Michael Jackson. Where Michael Jackson died of drugs too. You know, but I don't know if it was. I know Michael Jackson though was sick for a while. I don't know what happened with Prince. So it's still kind of like new and and it's like what's happening? All these people from that I grew up with listening to, you know, as a kid are like all gone. Like you know, Prince, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. It's like
David Bowie. Glenn Frey. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Just the list keeps going on and on here.
I know. So we're kind of saddened today to hear about this whole thing. And we have a full show as always. You know, we do. We have so much going on. And in our area, too, we have an induction ceremony for the Rhode Island Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is Sunday at 2. And but on Thursday night, they had an induction ceremony for the jazz portion of it, and Greg Abate was honored at Chance with a real kick-ass concert. It was just really phenomenal. And we'll play some of that a little bit later throughout the morning. And also, hopefully Greg will be up early enough at 7:45 to call in, and we'll actually do a nice interview with him. And Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 with our weather update. But I do want to give some shout-outs to my friend in Australia, Fiona. She said that she can get me live streaming, so she's going to be listening today. And also, everybody out there, from Sue to Bruce to Chris to Al to Richie to Annika, Kerry and Greg, we want to wish everybody a good morning and hope you're doing well. I went to a Passover celebration yesterday, a Seder, they call it. Have you ever been to a Seder?
Yeah, not this year, but the year before, me and Sue went to that. It was really cool.
It is cool. It's very, very interesting with a lot of traditional things going on, and it was in the readings of the passages and the symbolic things of different things from bitter herbs and the egg and just different things. And it reminds everyone of being free and from slavery and things like that. Excuse me. But I'm a little raspy today with this weather. I've had terrible allergies. And I know last week Jim Corbin was saying something about the tree pollen. And boy, was he right. Well, anyway, let's kick it off and have a good show. The Rhode Island daily number is 8284. Mass daily is 6133. Mass cash is 7, 11, 16, 29, 34. The Mega Millions is 2, 19, 21, 42, 60. The Mega Ball is 5, and the Mega Plier is 5, 2. I never play the lotteries, especially the daily lotteries, but for some reason, sometimes, you know, my dad kind of like is still around me sometimes.
He tells you to play.
He tells me to play. So I played the daily number today. So I went in, I got my newspapers for the lottery and that. So I actually did that. And I know it was him, you know, egging me on there and just saying, play this number. So that's what I did. But
I don't play the lottery that often.
No.
Myself. I just don't. And I don't know why, but I just don't. But once in a while, once in a great blue moon, you know, I may buy a ticket. you know, or I think the last time it was up there, remember when it was really up there?
Oh, my
beginning
God,
of the
over
ship?
A million, what was it, 100 million or 96 million? Then it went up to 147 million.
I just felt like a pull to do, to you know, I think everyone did.
Everybody did.
And of course, that lowers your chances. The more people are in the pool, the more, you know, but I bought a ticket here. When I got out of here, and mm-hmm. I bought one at home in Rhode Island, and I bought one at another location, so I figured, well, geez, you know, different locations would up my chance, but I don't know. I mean, not many people around these parts win, it seems to me.
The Midwest and California.
Yeah,
it seems like the most lottery winners.
Maybe I got to fly down there and get a ticket and then come back.
Hey, listen, I am going to California May 1st to the 7th, and we were just talking about the show on May 6th of what to do. We might have a repeat show, or if I can do a show before next week when I leave, I definitely will do that. One way or another, there will be a show of Out and About with Elaine. I really am going out and about to California, but it's on business. It's not vacation, so that's a bummer. But, I mean, there's a lot of different things going on. And now that the season is changing, excuse me, there are a lot of things going on, such as, you know the phrase, go fly a kite?
Yeah. People used to tell me that all the time.
Me too. I think so, too. Well, there are some locations that are great for kite flying. And Breton Point State Park is great. It's located in Newport on Ocean Drive, and it's really, really fun. I mean, they even have American Kite Flyers Association.
Wow.
Imagine that. And kite flying lessons. If you want to go down there, you can do that. And, of course, Colt State Park is really great, too. It's just really unbelievable. But I know Breton Point State Park is just really fabulous when you go down there, and you can...
Let me ask you a question, Elaine.
Sure.
Kites. You just mentioned kites. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, it's funny. I have not seen too many in stores. And where do you get them? In the toy store, maybe?
I would say toy stores. Benny still has them.
Really?
Yeah, Benny still has them.
Because I was in there
the other
day. I didn't see them. Maybe I wasn't looking in
Probably
the right place.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know if they're out there right now, but
I remember when I was a kid, you used to be able to see, they were like all over the place. Mm-hmm. You always saw them. You know, any store you went in, you could buy one.
Oh, yeah, and hobby stores and everything. Now they got those huge, big monster
kites
that could lift me up over the water if I ever started to fly one. But it's really breezy down by the water, and that's why they said like Breton Point and Colt State Park are near the water, and it's just really great to do that.
I want to get a kite so me and Sue could go to the park and fly it around.
There you go. It's all about the wind, you know. Like this show, it's all about the wind. In and out, in and out.
Amen. I like this show. This is a fun show.
It is fun. We try to have fun. There's an unusual... we were talking a few weeks back about drugs, and actually area police departments are taking your expired drugs. And it's called, let's see, the Attleboro and several other police departments are joining in the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration in collecting unwanted and expired prescription drugs for dispensary on April 30th, which is next week. So police in Attleboro, North Attleboro, Foxboro, Norton, you can bring them in. And the service is free, and there's a dispenser that you just put in, and you'll be able to do that and actually get rid of those drugs. Don't throw them down the toilet like some people I know did. That's not the way to do it. It's not proper to dispose of that, but that's coming up next week. So there's a lot of different things going on. Like I said, a lot of concerts and people are coming in the area. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is inducting so many great folks on Sunday. If you haven't had a chance to see this, really, it's just really amazing the way that they have done this. Greg Abate, Carol Sloan, Frankie Carlisle is playing. Let's see who else. Bill Harley. He's a local guy. He's going to be inducted this year, too. Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones and Richard Walton and the Young Adults are going to be inducted. And that's at the Hope Artist Village in Pawtucket on Main Street. Sunday is the induction ceremony, and then they have a concert at 3 p.m. So check that out. But at Chance, they did the jazz portion. Like I said, Carol Sloan and Greg Abate were performing. And because it was a work night, I unfortunately had to leave after Greg's performances and that. But we're going to be playing Greg Abate music all morning long as well. I wanted to open the show with Prince because he was just such a great performer and a great human being. I mean, so many people are coming out of the woodwork, and not famous people, but his backup singers and dancers were coming up and saying how genuine he was and just so incredibly beautiful human being. And just very generous to his staff, too, which was really great. So we're saddened today to hear about the passing of Prince. So I was up on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook these days and everything. And a friend of mine had posted this, and I think it's just so unbelievable. It's a nice farewell to him, and it reads like this. Rest in peace, Prince. May you be at peace with Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Glenn Frey, David Bowie, wearing a red raspberry beret, partying like it's 1999 while dancing in some purple rain. And that's from my friend Tiffany down in Maryland. I thought that was just really great.
I think Prince would appreciate that tribute.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it just says it all, doesn't it? I mean, you wish the very, very, very best. Also, too, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about 50 funniest terms used online, you know, like computer terminology and that. And you know me, it's like I am, you know, I am getting better. I'm getting much better at computer technology. I really am. And we'll go over some of those things. And a few of them I'll read before our break, and then I'll get into some couple of other out-and-about activities, and then we'll jump back on again with more activities, and then Jim Corbin will be on, and hopefully Greg Abate will jump on at 7:45. Do you know what an angry garden salad is?
One that you eat and then you get an upset stomach?
Well, that's what I thought, too. But basically, an angry garden salad is slang for a poorly designed website.
Oh.
Yes. How about a cappuccino cowboy?
Oh, so this has to do with technical terms, I would believe, then.
Mm-hmm. Computer terms, yeah. Slang. It's computer slang.
Something with a virus, right?
Well, that's pretty good, but a cappuccino cowboy is a nickname for a person who just has to have a Starbucks coffee before he starts programming. Oh, God. Chips and salsa.
A computer programmer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a good guess.
Yeah, yep. And a cornier gumbo.
Someone that tries to fix computers?
No, it's a visually noisy and over-designed website with a lot of too many graphics and too many videos and things like that.
Wow.
Here's one of my favorites. What's a dancing baloney?
Programming.
It is. It's all, Michael, it's all programming, but this dancing baloney is just like a website with special effects. It's just too many graphics, you know, just dancing around and, yeah, just really crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Well, I came across these things because, my own thing is like when I first started learning about computers and getting tech savvy, which it's just a goal that I hope to aspire to someday. Spam is one of the things that I know in two terms. I mean, spam. When I say spam, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say spam?
Well, years ago, first thing would come to my mind is that mysterious meat that's in a can that you
right.
buy.
You're right. That's what comes to my mind too. I mean, there's nothing better than like I fry it up with butter, a little brown sugar, and spam.
It was a song that I used to hear when I was a kid, and it was this thing. It was a little puppy. He'd go spam, 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 spam.
It probably was like a commercial for spam, and now we know what the heck is in there. All those mystery meats that are in there. Anyway, guys, we got to take our first break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and our number here is 508-222-1320. We're going to take just a real quick break and we'll be right back. We have so many things to talk about today. Good morning. Have a first cup of coffee on us and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Blanding Library in Rehoboth will host a furniture finishing workshop as part of their Adult Craft Series on Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m. This is a free program for anyone with little or no successful wood finishing experience. Led by instructor Ralph Hankowitz, this program will provide valuable suggestions for prepping the wood as well as tips for applying a nice finish, whether painted, stained, or clear. No registration is required for this workshop. For more information, call the library at 508 508- 252-4236.
Community VNA Hospice and Palliative Care will offer a 6-week bereavement series on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., beginning April 6th through May 11th at Community VNA in Attleboro. Grief professionals offer suggestions and support and are also a resource on how to help others who are grieving. This program is for any adult experiencing loss and is free and open to the public. However, pre-registration is required. For more information, call 508-222-0118.
Join Children's Friend and Panera Bread for a great day at the park for a good cause. The Children's Friend 5K Walk and Run will take place at Roger Williams Park from 9 to 10 a.m. on April 30th. The event will also feature live performances, arts and crafts, and fun for children and adults. Proceeds from the Walk and Run benefit Children's Friend, Rhode Island's oldest child welfare agency. For more information or to register for the race, visit childrensfriend.kintera.org.
Celebrate spring at the 3rd Annual Community VNA Spring Break Luncheon on Sunday, April 24th from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Highland Country Club. This is a unique way to treat family members, friends, and business associates to a gourmet luncheon, musical entertainment, raffle prizes, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information about the luncheon, call Community VNA at 1-800-220-0110. The Blanding Library in Rehoboth will host a furniture finishing workshop as part of their Adult Craft Series on Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m. This is a free program for anyone with little or no successful wood finishing experience. Led by instructor Ralph Hankowitz, this program will provide valuable suggestions for prepping the wood, as well as tips for applying a nice finish, whether painted, stained, or clear. No registration is required for this workshop. For more information, call the library at 508-252-4236.
Okay, you know what we say when there's live radio, anything can happen, and it does. You know, sometimes music doesn't cue, microphones fall in my lap, or, you know, just no calls, which is really unusual. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We were trying to cue up some more songs by Prince, but the computer is not cooperating right now, but it's all good because we're here live and in person. Our number here is 508-222-1320. I don't know how the rain is going to hold up, but we'll have to talk to Jim Corbin when we come back from our last break. Winslow Farm in Norton is holding a very special event this weekend to benefit rescuing horses. I've driven by this little place, and it looks like a mini zoo, but there's so much going on. So here it is today from noon to 3 o'clock. Rain date, obviously, Sunday. And the Winslow Farm Sanctuary is on 3780 Street in Norton. And family, it's a family-friendly adult event to educate the public and about the horses and the rescue efforts. There's going to be tie-dyeing and raffles and music and outside games. There's going to be baked goods and all kinds of different things. So they're asking to come down and make a donation. Adults $10, children $5, and children under 2 or younger are free. So they do a great job with, if you've ever driven by there, it's off of 140. Just a phenomenal little place. You drive by it and you probably wouldn't even know that it was there. But it's there. So if you'd like to do something a little bit different and help out the community there, they'll probably be there tomorrow, I would think, because of the rain. Hey, you know who's coming into town tonight at the Mohegan Sun? Is Charo. She's going to be performing at 8 o'clock tonight. And I actually seen her on a show called Wife Swap. And she swapped places with somebody else. And it was really interesting because she lives a very, very extravagant lifestyle, to say the least, and her son and her husband cater to her, and her sister makes her costumes, and she's just really, it was just really amazing. Also, America, the rock group America, is going to be at Twin Rivers tonight. They're going to be performing at 8 o'clock as well. Tickets are $25, all the way up to $65. And tomorrow, there's a really great brunch at Lake Pearl Luciano's. Steve Burke is going to have a jazz brunch. I've never been up to Lake Pearl. I might have to check out that brunch. My girlfriends and I love to go to brunch. So if you go up to Lake Pearl Luciano's, the brunch is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. One of my very favorite, oh my God, I love this group. It's called the Gypsy Kings. And they are unbelievable. They are Romanian They have a Spanish flair. There's like five or six or seven guitarists that are just really so in sync with each other, and it's just really phenomenal. They are just really fabulous. And if you're into ballet, Swan Lake is playing April 29th to May 1st at the Vet Center. That's really, really great. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to see Buddy Guy last Friday at Lupo's. He was performing, and reviews weren't that good. I was really surprised to hear that his protege that was on before him was so phenomenal. But a lot of times, Buddy Guy would like defer to his guitarist to take over, so to speak. I don't know if he was sick or if he wasn't well. I mean, he's in his 80s, but yeah, unfortunately, he didn't get a good review. And that was one of my dad's. My dad played guitar for like 50-something years, and my sister took him to see Buddy Guy before he passed away. And I went because I just figured, well, I'd just see what it's like, you know, and I did. And I thought it was okay, but it wasn't great, you know, it wasn't great. But yeah, sometimes, like the Beach Boys, when they were at Park Theater, people were complaining that they were lip-syncing to their music, that they weren't even singing some of the songs.
Remember that group that used to do that back in the late 80s?
Nilly Vanilli?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I actually bought their tape when I was, you know, when they first came out, and I liked them. I actually liked them, and then I found out that they did that. I stopped playing the tape.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Oh, it's Earth Day today, too, and if you go up to the Bass Pro Shop, they have a ton of different games and activities and craft games. Scavenger hunt, which would be really a lot of fun. And they say free supply, free planting things while supplies last. So that's pretty good.
I thought Earth Day was yesterday.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know. I guess.
Or maybe it's all
Earth
Week.
Maybe it's all week. We're going to say it's all week.
For us, it's today.
Yes, because it's Saturday.
I don't feel much like an Earth Day if it's raining outside. You can't really go outside and do anything. Maybe Jim will tell us when the sun's coming back out.
Yes, I hope that he will. And I'm sure that he will call in and say, hey, you know what? We've got a better day. A better day is coming. But hey, what are you going to do? Actually, in talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let's see. We have a couple of other things that are going on, too. On Thursday. Oh, that was Thursday and Sunday, yes. Next Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Blackstone River Theater on Broad Street in Cumberland, we have Bill Harley, who's going to be playing a concert, a special concert for children. And tickets are only $6. Isn't that great for kids and $12 for adults? And it's really a great family event. And I know he was around. I have to talk to Tony Viveras because I want to say that I think that he was in Capron Park, or he had a concert in Attleboro, because my son and his family all went. They sat on blankets and listened to him, and he was just so entertaining. He was just really a phenomenal performer. So he'll be coming in so next Saturday. So I guess it was Thursday was at Chance, Sunday is the induction at 2, and next Saturday Bill Harley will be playing.
Bill Harley, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of things. Do you go to the movies at all? Do you sometimes, like, what was the last movie you went to, my friend?
Let's see. It's been a while because we don't go out a lot to the movies because for us that's a big thing. That's an expense.
Right.
So I can't remember the last one we went to because actually we went to go see Risen.
Oh,
yeah.
How was it?
That was a good movie.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a good movie. I'd recommend getting the DVD, but as far as, you know, a lot of times they, like, the movie was based on, like, the Roman soldiers' perspective of what was going on, or Rome's side of things, you know. So it's, I don't know if it's, you know, like, if you're studying Christianity at all, if it's biblically accurate, but there were a lot of, like, it had a storyline and, you know, and all that. So I would say, it's good, one of the good movies to see.
Mm.
Yeah, I like history movies, too. Like, I like stuff about presidents. One of the things I like, too, was, you know, I like to watch TV a lot, and I watch the History Channel. I like FDR, you know, because it's funny because if you listen to some of his original, his first inaugural address, it really can, you can relate to a lot of stuff he's talking about in that address today.
Wow. That's
it's amazing.
Amazing,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I mean, it just blows you away sometimes when he talks about, because a lot of the similar things, even though we're not in a Great Depression,
right?
A lot of us are still struggling in a lot of areas that in that financial piece. So
I think a lot of us feel like we are still in a depression at some point with,
yep.
you know, lack of jobs and things like that. And, you know, it really gets me when I hear the statistics of, like, say, unemployment is down, you know, by 2 points or 1 point. Well, really, folks, that's what that really means is people that have been on unemployment are no longer qualified for unemployment, and they drop off the rolls. They never count the, you know, that portion of it, because the numbers would be staggering. It's a false sense of security that we are all doing just fine, and we're not.
And there's another thing, too. They forget to take in those polls people who are, and I know this for a fact, there are people that I know who were looking for work that gave up because they can't find a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very sad. You have to be so persistent. You really do. And you have to be your own advocate, because you just have to be persevering and go to all these fairs and network, network, network.
Constantly.
Yeah, you do. I mean, there are I'm going to go back to the movie things, and we can chat some more. But there is a real funny movie that I'd like to see. It's Barbershop. And,
oh, I'm going there later.
The Next Cut.
I gotta get my hair trimmed.
The movie, yeah. And it's really, I mean, the actors and everything are just really great. Some of the characters are from Blackish. Two of them are, and it's just really a phenomenal movie. It's getting a lot of great buzz, and it's just really one of those funny things. The number one movie last week, Jungle Book.
I remember that as a kid. Mm-hmm. It was a cartoon from Disney. And what'd they do? They made it into like a regular movie? That's cool.
Yeah, it was just, it's supposed to be really fantastic. It's, the animation's supposed to be spectacular. And it's by a book from Kipling. Oh my God, my brain is on fire.
Wow, that would be a good movie to take your kid to.
Well, they say children under 7, it's kind of violent because...
Oh, the animals.
As we all know, in a Disney movie... A parent dies, like Lion King, other films. If you watch,
oh, Bambi, yeah. Now, you know, it's funny. I never thought of that until you pointed it out to me. Now I'm going back and
yeah, just
you're
keep
right.
looking back and back. Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things that so it's kind of like intense, but Zootopia, my big fat Greek wedding too. Is really getting. It's supposed to be really fun, and I love those characters in. Michael Constantine, who plays the father, is just really hysterical. It's kind of falling off the site there, and it's soon to be going into the other theaters. And Deathpool is supposed to be really, really great film-wise, and my son is encouraging me to see it. And they break the line of dimension in that film with the characters actually talking to the audience, which is something, you know, you never do.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's just like, it's funny, it's whimsical, it's serious, it's not. It's just all these things that are happening in the area. And today is Saturday, and it's raining out, so hey, what a perfect day to go to the movies. Yeah. But I can't do that because I'm leaving for a trip next week, and I have
planning.
Laundry and... shopping to do and, you know, cleaning and all kinds of different things. So this week and the next week is just like, it's going to be more so. But it's all good. It's all good. And I'm very happy to be here today with Out and About with Elaine. And we're up against our another break. So stay tuned. We're going to come back and Jim Corbin is going to let us know what the heck is going on with this weather and if we will see the sunshine at some point this week. So good morning, everyone. I'm Elaine the Roach. Have that second cup of coffee on us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Blanding Library in Rehoboth will host a furniture finishing workshop as part of their Adult Craft Series on Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m. This is a free program for anyone with little or no successful wood finishing experience. Led by instructor Ralph Hankowitz, this program will provide valuable suggestions for prepping the wood, as well as tips for applying a nice finish, whether painted, stained, or clear. No registration is required for this workshop. For more information, call the library at 508-252-4236.
Community VNA Hospice and Palliative Care will offer a six-week bereavement series on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., beginning April 6th through May 11th at Community VNA in Attleboro. Grief professionals offer suggestions and support and are also a resource on how to help others who are grieving. This program is for any adult experiencing loss and is free and open to the public. However, pre-registration is required. For more information, call 508-222-0118.
Senior citizens, attend a free dental screening at the Larson Senior Center in Attleboro on Saturday, May 7th from 8:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants will receive a free dental exam and have the opportunity to speak with our dentists in the clinic's relaxed, friendly setting. To schedule your free appointment, call the Attleboro Council on Aging at 774-203-1960. The free dental screening is organized by the Elder Dental Program, a project of Community VNA.
Sturdy Memorial Hospital will hold a sleep apnea informational session on Thursday, May 5th, 2016. The fair will feature the latest technology and equipment available to treat sleep apnea. Additionally, attendees will learn how to care for their equipment. Sturdy Memorial clinicians will also be on hand to provide information and address questions and concerns. The fair will be held in the hospital's auditorium from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information or to register, call the Respiratory Care Department at 508-236-7550. The North Attleboro Historical Society will hold its annual May Breakfast on Sunday, May 1st from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. The breakfast will be served in the Little Red Schoolhouse next to the Woodcock Garrison House at 362 North Washington Street. The breakfast includes muffins, pastries, orange juice, coffee, tea, scrambled eggs, home fries, and more. A tour of the historic Woodcock Garrison House is included with breakfast. For more information, call 508-699-0152.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to a little bit about Greg Abate and Phil Woods. Phil had passed away last year, but Greg and Phil had gone into the studio and created this wonderful two CDs, and we're going to be playing in and out the rest of the morning, and it gets you up and about, as they say, or out and about, as I say.
I like this, Elaine. This really gets you up and about.
It does, doesn't it? That's what
this
I love.
This is morning cafe music for you. You don't even need a cup of coffee.
No, I hear you. That's right. And that's why I like jazz. I like all kinds of music, rhythm and blues and all kinds of different things. But jazz just, it's just so much, it's a happy music. It's kind of like Pharrell Williams, you know, all the time. But it's a different kind. He does more pop, where jazz musicians are really cool. Anyway, speaking of cool, yeah, we have our own Jim Corbin on the line. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
All right, Elaine and Mike. Not cool weather this morning. It's kind of cool and sort of damp weather, but not cool. Mm-hmm. Temperatures are mild and kind of damp. But we expected the rain to continue lingering tonight into early this morning. It's just about over now, and we're going to have some sun developing about midday or so. So that is the good news. And really, as much as you wake up on a Saturday morning and you look out and it's rainy, the majority of the weekend looks dry. And also, we really needed this rain. We've had such a great stretch of weather fairly for almost 2 weeks now, with just a couple of hundreds about earlier in the week when we had enough barely to wet the ground. And just look at the numbers within the last hour. Providence and Taunton both having, on average, about a quarter of an inch of rain. And even some thunderstorm activity last night with some higher amounts. In some spots, over 3/10. So that's good, because we've had not only the dry conditions that have created brush fires in a few areas over the last few days. You might have heard the one in North Attleboro threatened some houses there right near the Cumberland Line a couple of days ago. And then yesterday there was one up at Norfolk which threatened a bunch of houses as well. They were able to contain them, but they were pretty good size. One of them was 5 acres. So what happens is, on a day like today, we kind of wet the ground down. That doesn't mean that for the rest of the weekend, especially tomorrow, that we may be back under an elevated fire risk. But it also, you'll probably notice it this afternoon, with the still fairly warm temperatures and the fact that we've had some rain, you'll notice the buds in the trees bursting forth, even to possibly even some small leaves over the next day or so, because of the fact that we've had this mild weather the last few days anyway, and also the rain. So the rain is actually doing good. It's helping out the flowers on the trees especially, and also it's wetting the ground to diminish the threat that any fire can get out of control. One of them did. The one up in Norfolk actually for a short time was somewhat out of control, but they were able to get it under control. At any rate, we're going to have temperatures pretty much holding where they are. They're right around 60 degrees right now. They're going to fall back into the 50s mid to late afternoon. We will get some sun developing. Again, another rain for the next, I'd say, 1 to 2 hours. It's very light rain now. And again, consider it really good. It's not a heavy downpour. It's nothing that you really can't handle. It's not a lot of strong wind. So even if you have to be out and about in this in the next hour or two, it's really not that bad out there, and we'll take 60 degrees. Now, tonight's going to clear out. What a change, though, tonight. We'll have that big, full pink moon out there once again as skies clear out. And it's going to fall down into the mid to upper 30s. In fact, the Weather Service out of Taunton has issued a frost, sort of a frost watch. If you have tender plants, here we are talking 60 degrees now, but by tomorrow morning we may be looking at 35, 36, and that's just enough to sometimes cause some frost. So if you have tender plants, say you put them out in pots during the day, you might want to take them in. Then tomorrow, a beautiful day, mostly sunny, and temperatures will be a little bit cooler than today, but at least the sun will be out, mid to upper 50s for highs, and then it looks like sunshine followed by increasing clouds as we start the work week Monday, at least the work week for most. Temperatures will be in the 50s. And it looks like not a nice day on Tuesday, but again, it's a Tuesday at least, not a weekend. We'll have periods of rain that will probably start later Monday night and continue all day Tuesday, or at least through much of the day. And temperatures on Tuesday may not get out of the upper 40s, so we're cooling off for a few days. And then it's back to sunshine Wednesday, and then another chance at rain later Thursday into Friday of next week. So, as always, Mother Nature, after giving us almost two straight weeks without any rain and a lot of sunny days, if you can remember, now we're getting into a somewhat more active pattern. We have every day or two or a couple of days, we get a little bit of rain like we have this morning.
Wow. So no, what, 80-degree weather yet?
Well, we had close to 80 in some spots yesterday.
I know.
Although if you were down near the water, you wouldn't think that. It stayed in the 60s. But we don't have any, I don't see any temperatures like we had yesterday for at least another week or so anyway. Mm-hmm. So it is going to be cooler, but still not bad. Our average high is 60 right now, and the average low is roughly in the low 40s. So if we're talking 30s tonight, that's a little below average, but still nothing too tough to take. As I've said all week, no snow to worry about. That's the good news. Dare I say that? It will probably happen, what, next month, right? But anyway, no, another hour or two, the rain is gradually ending from the west-northwest towards the east-southeast. So if you're going to be down, say, in the Fall River, New Bedford area for the next few hours, or perhaps even the south coast of Rhode Island, or even from about Warwick, south from Fall River, may take an extra hour to get that light rain. And I emphasize, it's a light rain to end. And then we'll have clearing. You'll notice it start getting brighter as the morning progresses. Even now, there are a few bright spots in the overcast. So this is really a minor event. If anything, it's a good rain because, as I said, it's wetted down the ground, diminished the brush fire threat to an extent. And also, it's watering the lawns and gardens and, again, the trees budding out as we go through the next few days.
I think a lot of people are feeling that springtime rush to go out and get, you know, like grass seed and flowers and mulch and put everything down. I know my son is itchy to dig up his vegetable garden and put down, you know, the plants and everything. But I always told him you have to wait until like mid-May or like my dad always said, wait until Memorial weekend. But
The tender ones. They're the ones that you can put down real early, the herbs and things like that. They can take, they can get stand some chilly temperatures, but some of those tender ones, obviously the most known one is tomatoes. You don't want to really around this area take a chance. I mean, you can take a chance and get away with it, but why do it? I mean, you might have to wait, instead of waiting till the first week of May, just wait till the second or third week of May at the earliest for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, especially if you live in a more rural location, say north of Rhode Island, parts of southern Worcester County, you sometimes really have to wait easily till Memorial Day, unless you want to have your tomato plants on one morning just go down the tubes, and then you have to plant them all over again, get some more. So that's the way to look at it. But I don't see, it's going to be a close call tomorrow morning with frost, but I don't think anyone is going to be foolishly putting out planting tomatoes today. What I would advise, with the good weather, though, coming up the next couple of days, and I say by this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, it would be a good time to maybe put down some grass seed if you have areas that maybe need some, or any plants that you know can withstand the cold. You just have to look it up, find out the information on them, because the moisture in the ground today is good. It wetted it, so you plant it, there's your wetness, and then you get the sun for the next 2 days to get it started, and then we'll have more rain to wet it down on Tuesday. So it's a good weekend, I think, to do some planting. Just make sure you're planting the right things that are not going to die if there's a frost.
Right. Good advice, because I know everybody, like I said, is getting that itch, you know, to create. Yep. And do and, you know, mulch, and people are getting out there. I see the lawn service companies are out there already, you know, like, you know, raking the lawns and putting down grass seed, and the mulch is coming up. And, oh, man, you can't help thinking that summer is almost here, perhaps.
Yeah, our real long summers we have around here, right?
Blink and it's gone, you know.
I don't want to say
spring is real. If anything, spring is probably the shortest month. In terms of the four seasons, in terms of, we talk about all the other baby seasons, hurricane season, we're in the brush fire season right now. But spring around here, as we know, is kind of like, it seems to go right from sometimes from winter to summer, and we don't have too much of a spring out here. And, of course, the main reason for that is we're surrounded by this cold ocean, the Narragansett Bay, Buzzards Bay, the east coast of Massachusetts, Cape Cod Bay. That water is still here below 50 degrees right now, so oftentimes we sometimes have it staying cold and raw, like it will be a little bit on Tuesday, and you say, oh, is this really spring? And then a day later the sun comes out and it gets back up to 60 degrees, and then you say, oh, it's back to the 40s again with rain, and then all of a sudden at some portion of May or early June, summer just suddenly bursts forth almost like the buds, and you get days in the 80s and 90s, and you say, what was there really ever a true spring around here? My favorite season, most people know, is fall, and it's just because fall generally lasts. It eases slowly out from summer, then you have the nice colors on the trees, and then usually the winter doesn't really get going until after Thanksgiving. So fall really is, I think, the longest-lasting season around here to enjoy. But anyway, it's spring and not fall, so let's not talk about that right now.
I have a quick question real quick about the pollen, because I have been, like, sneezing, and I've had a headache, you know, like for 3 days straight. Is there pollen out there?
Oh, yeah. The tree pollen's been running. We have it on a scale from 0 to 12, and yesterday, for example, it was 11 out of 12.
Ugh.
It was the main culprits are the if you live near birch trees, maples, also junipers, really almost all the trees, and oftentimes it's if you park near a lot of trees and you have windows open and the trees are nearby, the wind can blow that pollen inside. So you say, well, how am I getting pollen? I'm mostly indoors or whatever. Well, you can get that this time of the year. So if you're susceptible, are you generally near a lot of trees, Elaine?
Yeah, I'm in downtown Providence, but there's a line of trees and all kinds of different bushes in the back of the parking lot.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of debris, and I have a very, very small, thin coating on my car that I take to the car wash once a week just to get it off. I'm wondering if that was pollen.
That's probably it. And if you're in an Attleboro area, obviously less urban than the downtown the Providence area, you're probably getting some there just up being out and about in at Attleboro, because this time of the year too. Today is actually not bad for pollen. There's not much wind, and it's a damp air, which they don't like. They like it dry and breezy, like we've had a lot over the last 2 weeks. That's why the pollen count's been jumping almost off the scale. So that's probably the main reason why you and many others that are susceptible, and I am in a minor way, but not too bad, but not knock on wood here. But that's why today actually is somewhat better for pollen. You might notice your symptoms might not be as bad today if you're out, because of the fact that we have, at least for now, kind of still a little damp out there and also not much wind to blow it around. So it's almost just holding steady in the trees right now. And also, it's sort of beat down for the time being because the pollens generally don't like the rain. So that's the situation with that. I know you're going to get to a break, but again, another hour or two of very light rain ending from west to east, and then the sun will be out this afternoon.
Well said. Thank you so much, Jim. You have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Sounds good, Elaine. Thanks.
Take care. All right. That's Jim Corbin, and he gave us a mixed bag of tricks, as they say. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our special guest, Greg Abate, who has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we're playing his music now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Blanding Library in Rehoboth will host a furniture finishing workshop as part of their Adult Craft Series on Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m. This is a free program for anyone with little or no successful wood finishing experience. Led by instructor Ralph Hankowitz, this program will provide valuable suggestions for prepping the wood, as well as tips for applying a nice finish, whether painted, stained, or clear. No registration is required for this workshop. For more information, call the library at 508-252-4236.
Community VNA Hospice and Palliative Care will offer a six-week bereavement series on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., beginning April 6th through May 11th at Community VNA in Attleboro. Grief professionals offer suggestions and support and are also a resource on how to help others who are grieving. This program is for any adult experiencing loss and is free and open to the public. However, pre-registration is required. For more information, call 508-222-0118.
Senior citizens, attend a free dental screening at the Larson Senior Center in Attleboro on Saturday, May 7th from 8:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants will receive a free dental exam and have the opportunity to speak with our dentists in the clinic's relaxed, friendly setting. To schedule your free appointment, call the Attleboro Council on Aging at 774-203-1960. The free dental screening is organized by the Elder Dental Program, a project of Community VNA.
Sturdy Memorial Hospital will hold a sleep apnea informational session on Thursday, May 5th, 2016. The fair will feature the latest technology and equipment available to treat sleep apnea. Additionally, attendees will learn how to care for their equipment. Sturdy Memorial clinicians will also be on hand to provide information and address questions and concerns. The fair will be held in the hospital's auditorium from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information or to register, call the Respiratory Care Department at 508-236-7550. The North Attleboro Historical Society will hold its annual May Breakfast on Sunday, May 1st from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. The breakfast will be served in the Little Red Schoolhouse next to the Woodcock Garrison House at 362 North Washington Street. The breakfast includes muffins, pastries, orange juice, coffee, tea, scrambled eggs, home fries, and more. A tour of the historic Woodcock Garrison House is included with breakfast. For more information, call 508-699-0152.
Isn't this lovely? This is Moonlight in Vermont by Greg Abate and Phil Woods, and he will be calling in hopefully at 508-222-1320. And I wanted to tell you about an event. It's the 5th annual Family Walk Helping Our Neighbors, and it happens today. The registration and kickoff is 9 a.m. and the walk ends at noontime, and the location is La Salette Shrine on Route 118 in Attleboro. So please come out and support our local neighbors, and that starts today at 9 a.m. And like I said, it ends at noon. So it's the National Shrine of Our Lady of La Salette. What a beautiful, beautiful place. I know that at Christmas time, we go up there and we look at all the beautiful lights. I mean, over, what is it, 250,000 lights that are up there in La Salette. But it's wonderful any time of year. And they do have some festivals and things like that as well. And so check it out. And on the line right now we have, I guess we could say, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame jazz musician Greg Abate on the line. How are you today?
Well, good, but it's not rock and roll.
It's jazz.
Yeah, it's Rhode Island Hall of Fame.
It is. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I know we have a few minutes before the show ends, but I do appreciate, I really do appreciate you calling in, and I want to get a couple of things in. Oh, you're welcome, Greg. So listen, I'll get right to it. Who inspired you growing up? Like, what were some of the musicians that you listened to growing up?
Charlie Parker, Phil Woods, John Coltrane, Dexter Gordon, and Freddie Hubbard, Chick Corea. Mm-hmm. Oh, not Chick, he was my age. No, a little older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, Duke Ellington and all the great people before, like Benny Carter and numerous people.
Hey, I wanted to ask you too. Who was the what was the first musical instrument you played when you were a kid or growing up, or what were you going through? Piano or saxophone or
clarinet?
No kidding! Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Very interesting. Yeah. Wow. So I know I'm going to bullet through this stuff, and I'm sorry, Greg, but I want to make sure people know that you collaborated with Phil Woods, and that was one of the people that you had mentioned that you listened to growing up. What did that feel like playing with one of your great idols?
It was really the best thing I could ever imagine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the CD is, both of them are really, I cherish them a lot, and people love them, you know. Getting a lot of good exposure with him. Sorry that he passed away, though. It's a drag. You know?
Yeah. So, how did you collaborate with him making this two-set CD? It's fantastic.
We just recorded this. That was our second recording. But we just arranged it with the record company that put it out for us. And they just arranged it. But we planned to do it before, and it just materialized, and it came about after, you know, talking about it for about a year or so.
Wow.
During our playing together in different venues through the, New England and, Southwest and Central U.S. We had gigs, together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, are you coming off tour, or are you still going to have some more gigs? I know that you have one next Thursday. Why don't you? I want to promote your music.
Well, thank
so
you.
Tell us.
I'm at Scholars in Soldiers Field Road in Boston. The guest quarters suite hotel, the Scholars Jazz Club.
Mm-hmm.
Tribute to Phil Woods. It's on Thursday night with the band that's on the record only. With Richie Cole with me on alto sax. And, there's different things coming up. The next day I go to Cleveland. I have a 5:45 a.m. flight to Cleveland after that night, and then I go to Akron, and then I've got another New Mexico tour coming up, and then England for a month, 26 nights of gigs with the different trios each night.
Wow. That is amazing. You are one busy man. So tell us, how does it feel to be inducted into this wonderful, prestigious Hall of Fame?
Oh, it was really a great time. I mean, I do it, and, the music's important to me, but like I said, when you were there the other night, I should come and I said I speak better through my horn,
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that.
But, yes, I did.
Yeah, so I don't know, it's a lot of feelings. Very, very proud of that I did that. And I was really honored that I was chosen, because I felt, I was surprised when they called me and told me that. I was somewhere on the road, and Mr. Belair, Rick Belair, called me and said, "Hey, this is Rick Belair from the Hall of Fame in Rhode Island, and we're going to be inducting you in April, but I don't want you to tell anybody until, March." So I knew right after Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, what's going to happen tomorrow at the
hall? Well, 2 o'clock, it's free open to the public for that unveiling of the wall. They have Rick prepared all this, I don't know if you've been there, but there are huge plaques that are on the wall with different artists that have been inducted. So they're going to be talking about Carol and me and Frankie Carl, and then they're going to unveil the
the fabric off the wall on top of our plaques. And that's the ceremony that happens at 2 o'clock. And then at, I think at 3,
mm-hmm.
They're going to have the music by Steve Smith and the Nakeds and the young adults, the rock and roll guys that were inducted last year and inducted this year in part for the rock and roll in the performance room of the Met. And that's until 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two guys I was playing with, the drummer and the bass player from Chance, they're going to be there all day because they're playing with these other groups. They're very versatile players.
Wow, yeah.
I'm going to play a tune with them, just one tune, at 5 o'clock. And it's going to be just me and the drummer and the bass player. And we're going to do something that's different.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to leave and I've got a gig in Newport at 7.
Wow, it sounds like you are tremendously busy. And I have one last question. How do you think the music industry has changed from when you first started? Is it more competitive? Is it more commercial?
It's more competitive because before, not everybody could make CDs and things like that. And like, there's a lot of things going on, but not that people would just make CDs at home. But I mean, you know, you can produce things yourself, which I haven't produced. I mean, I haven't done that. I've been lucky enough to have record companies pay for me to record and to pay the musicians and pay the studio, which is a real, you know, plus, you know. I mean, it's thousands of dollars to make these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the music business is more competitive now, and there's more focus on music in general and knowledge in learning about jazz in schools. There's competitions for jazz in high schools, and there's, you know, lots of music schools. And it's focused on more than just performance. It's got, like, you know, production. It's got, like, business. It's got music, you know, A to Z. You know, it's all these different things.
Right.
So it's, music management. So there's a lot more happening. Before, it was just coming out. It was like, I mean, in the days, when they say the days, you know, coming in the beginning of jazz, mm-hmm. in America, it's mm-hmm. a long history. In the 50s and 60s, the music was a lot different than it is today. Although, I still play the style of the music, but it's more of a modern approach because I'm born in a different time.
Right.
But the tradition's always there, just like classical music. It's always going to be there. American art form is always going to be there. Jazz.
Right. Well said. I'm sorry I have to stop because we have like 40 seconds left before I have to sign off. But would you come back on again after your tours and we can do a full half hour or an hour?
Sure will. I misunderstood you. I thought Carrie said, oh, my girlfriend, you know Carrie,
yeah.
Of course,
yes.
Our friend.
Yeah.
She said call at 7:45.
That's
so
great. That's okay.
Okay. Anyway, thanks so much, sweetie.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I look forward to seeing you. Take good care, and congratulations, Greg.
Thank you, Elaine.
Take care. All righty. Bye. That is Greg Abate. And I know that we're going to get cut off in about 8 seconds, but I just want to say thank you for listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to play out with Greg's tunes. And if you have a chance to see him, that'd be great. And we'll see you next week.